or two of the program. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free at freetalklive.com. We go right back into your phone calls, and we start with Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee, on the Amp Lines. Hello, Gene.
Well, hello. I had to call you in because when I hear words being misused, I have to correct the users.
Okay.
I strongly believe that words have specific meanings, and therefore we should be careful to always use the correct meaning. And the term civil rights is a misnomer because there is no such thing as civil rights. Civil rights, if they existed, would come from a government, which is a fiction.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing that actually exists are natural rights or God-given rights. There are no civil rights. So
you know, I was going to jump into something about the civil rights term that guy was using last hour, but I just didn't. We got distracted and went somewhere else. I'm glad you brought it back home to this, because civil rights are essentially another fictional construct of the fictional construct of government, right? Well,
that's right. So it's easy to switch people when they use that term and just say, you mean natural rights, don't you? Because people get confused and they use the two terms interchangeably, and they're not.
Well, Gene, I think some people might use it to try to mean government recognition of natural rights, which they sort of use it interchangeably with natural rights, but some people might say that.
But it's more than that. It's more than that, because you could define a civil right within the governmental structure, which, again, Gene, as you pointed out, is fictitious. But within their structure, they would say that a civil right would be the ability for a handicapped person to have access to every single building in town. That would be as one of the government civil rights.
Certainly that's what a lot of people do. I'm just saying that somebody who believes in natural rights as opposed to government-granted privileges might still use the term, even though I can see how it is a sloppy term. They might try to use it to mean we want the government to recognize and respect certain natural rights.
Which is why Gene's saying you should correct them and say
I
mean
agree.
Natural rights.
I agree that natural rights is better.
It's an easy thing to do to steer them to the correct term, and without being rude and without being obnoxious, it's easy to say, well, do you really mean natural rights rather than civil rights? And then if they don't understand the difference, then you can just briefly explain the difference to them.
I think you're absolutely right on.
A lot of people don't know the difference. They're going to say, what do you mean? You know, and then you can explain it to them.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, a lot of people do believe that rights come from government at this point. Because, you know, the whole idea
of
God-given or natural
rights. A lot of people believe in the spaghetti monster.
Yeah.
Good points tonight, Gene. Anything else on your mind?
No, I just wanted to straighten that out.
All right, man, thanks for the call. It is important. Words are important, and it's important to critical to make sure that you get the right words. Because otherwise you might be misunderstood. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I said we were going to talk about Kansas tonight. And since I said we were going to talk about it, we'll talk about it briefly here. But apparently there's some last-minute good news in the story. It was last night that I heard on the news report that Kansas was looking at withholding their income tax refunds in the same way that California was going to withhold theirs, or is rather withholding theirs. California is in that process right now. They are withholding income tax refunds. Kansas was looking at doing the same thing. However, there's an update to that story today where apparently a budget impasse that held up the Kansas income tax, according to the Wichita Eagle, refunds income tax refunds and threatened to delay state employees' paychecks has ended. The governor of the state met a key demand from the legislation by signing a bill to balance the current budget. They said they're going to approve a plan to borrow money internally to shore up the state's main bank account. So apparently they're still out of cash, but they're restructuring something internally because, well, apparently they have money somewhere that they can loan themselves.
My best guess is that they're probably going to essentially be raiding whether their money's set away for retirement funds.
That's going to piss some bureaucrats off if they do that.
Well, people's retirements, what they're going to say is we're only borrowing this money or we're using it as collateral. And, you know, they'll probably target money that's invested for people who are going to retire 20 years from now. So they're going to sell it as, well, don't worry, you know, we're the government. We're not going to steal from you.
Yeah, that's not too comforting of a statement, because if you look at what the government has done over in California, and if you look at what other governments have done where they've promised things to people, they've said to people, look, we're going to take care of you. Then when the chips are down, they just pull the funds. Oh, sorry, we're out of money. What can we do? Sorry, we would give it to you, but we don't have any money left. So you can't get blood from a stone. We're not going to pay you anything. That's going to really rub some former bureaucrats raw if they start losing their pension payments.
It's not just bureaucrats who are going to be affected by this, but I think a lot of people are going to be ticked off, not only by the fact that most states and the federal government are probably going to try to raise taxes, just because of the amount of debt they're incurring. They're going to have to, just even to service the interest on the debt. But they're also going to, at the same time, be cutting services. That's what all the indications seem to be pointing to. So they're going to tax you more for, say, Social Security, or they're going to say they're going to be paying more, you know, they need money to keep healthcare programs running. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they're going to be downsizing the benefits that people get from government, which usually aren't very good anyway, but they're probably going to be providing even less.
And some people, the important part about that is some people count on those benefits. I mean, they have been raised to believe that those benefits are going to be there, and then if they get taken away, that's going to be a really politically unpopular situation. Obviously, these politicians don't want to be having to do this, but they're not willing to actually slash back the size of government. So they'd much rather leave the Social Security recipients and, you know, the veterans out in the cold rather than they'd rather leave them out in the cold and keep their pension funds intact is what they would rather do. And it's a cold wake-up call, I think, for a lot of people. I mean, to say, give them a little splash in the face and say, hey, these governments have made all these promises to you. They're not coming through. What are you going to do? Because now you're in a situation where you thought you were going to have your income tax refund. If you're out in California, you might have been planning your year or your next 6 months based on the money you were expecting to get back in the income tax.
I don't know how much people, you know, tend to get back from withholdings in California, but I know some people on their federal tax returns, they plan on getting a few thousand bucks back. Some people actually, they sign, you know, they don't put themselves down for any exemptions, so they get the maximum withholding because they like that lump sum every year.
Oof,
but if you're planning on getting, you know, $3,000 doesn't come, I mean, that can set somebody back.
Right.
Seriously.
And, of course, the interesting thing is, one of the interesting things is that the government is going to renege on its agreements, and nothing will happen to it as a result of that. I mean, what can you do about it? If the government says they're going to pay and then they don't, you could sue. But if they don't have money to pay you in the first place, they probably aren't going to find the money to pay you in the lawsuit. So what do you do about that?
Well, and the problem there is that government isn't designed to be personal. I mean, a government is a nebulous thing. It's essentially a fiction or a concept. So even if you wanted to sue people, you can sue the state of California, but you're essentially suing the taxpayers in that case.
Right.
No judge is going to go after the individual bureaucrats or anyone like that. And to a large extent, it's not even really their decision. I mean, the money was probably spent or misappropriated that landed us in this mess in the first place. Money was probably misappropriated years ago.
By the legislature, yeah.
Yeah, and who are you going to go after? The guys who are dead? The guys who are there now?
You can't go after anybody. If you go after the state, you could try to go after the state. Of course, you'd have to probably hire a lawyer, which is going to cost you some money up front in order to even go about this particular path. So, and then if the state decides to find in your favor, if they're having a budget crunch or a budget crisis or whatever it is, they're going to say, well, we found in your favor, but we still can't pay you anything. What are you going to do about it? You can't do anything to these people. However, on the other side, the converse or whatever, if you decide that you aren't going to fund the state because, well, you guys reneged on your agreement, considering we never had an agreement for me to pay you, I'm just going to stop paying you now. I'm going to withhold my income tax funds here. The people out in California, I think, have real firm ground to stand on to say, we're not going to pay you any more income tax. You didn't come through on your end of the bargain, so deal's done. We're out of here. We're going to just continue running our lives and running our businesses, and we're not going to send any money to you. It wouldn't be long before they started rounding people up and putting them in prison cells, but then again, they do have to release people from the prison cells, too, over there. It's a big mess. More on the way, you can bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-603-6487 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-603-6487. That's 1-800-603-6487. Again, 1-800-603-6487.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Phase 1 of the Insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The Insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free. And they include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both free for you at freetalklive.com. And normally we have a webcam version, but right now we're having some technical difficulties. So it'll be back when it's back. Have the stories of civil disobedience here in New Hampshire touched, moved, and inspired you, but you're unable, for whatever reason, to be involved? Well, now you can. The Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org allows you to care for these brave men and women by financially supporting them while they face down the organizations that operate through violence and coercion. cdevolution.org. You can contribute a one-time contribution there. You can get on board for a monthly subscription. You don't even have to think about it. You just sign up and it debits $3, $5, $10, or $25 from your PayPal account. Or you can shop at newegg.freetalklive.com. And whenever you shop at newegg.freetalklive.com, ordering computer parts or whatever else electronic that you need, a percentage of the sale will be contributed by Free Talk Live to the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. And I mean 100% of the commission check. We're not keeping any of the commissions from Newegg. So 100% of the commissions that we get from newegg.freetalklive.com being contributed to the CD Evolution Fund. So we continue with your phone calls, and we'll talk to Cliff in Florida. Cliff, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Cliff. Oh, wait, excuse me. Cliff on the amp line. Hello there.
Hey, guys. Hey, how you doing today?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm calling about the cities. I'm trying to figure out how can it be that the cities and the states are broke. And the reason I'm bringing this up is something you mentioned a few months ago from the comprehensive annual financial reports. And I saw these guys had, you know, a lot of money in these coffers.
They
so
do.
How can it be that they're broke?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. Now, I'm not an expert on the comprehensive annual financial report. I'm not an accountant, so I'm going off of what I understand from what others have said. And I would love to be corrected if I'm wrong about any of this stuff. But it's my understanding that what a comprehensive annual financial report is a full yearly report that every government puts out. Your local government should have one of these things. Your state governments definitely have them, and the federal government has them as well. And basically, it's an accounting of all of the assets and the liabilities that the government has. And part of the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report is the budget. Now, the budget's what you always hear about when you're talking about the news media reporting on government financial stuff. So when the news media is saying that California or Kansas isn't able to meet their budget, then that means that the subsection of their whole financial picture called the budget is indeed having problems. They allocate a certain amount of the big pie that they have to this budget, and that's where all the focus goes. All the media focus goes to the budget portion, and nobody ever talks about the rest of it, the rest of the pie, which is this big comprehensive annual financial report where they indicate that they have all kinds of investments and, big money in investments. And essentially what they're doing is they're taking in a whole lot of money from people. They're putting a little bit of it into the budget. They're making you think that that's all that they have, when in point of fact, they actually have a hell of a lot more of it, which may be one of the ways that Kansas is going, and essentially perhaps they are raiding their investment fund. Perhaps they are raiding something else in the comprehensive report in order to balance their budget. I don't know. Have I been making sense here?
No, it makes perfect sense, and that's why I let you go on. And something I would mention to all the listeners out there, I suggest you start calling these guys over there and whatever, you know, government you have, and start asking them, if you have this money saved away, before you start taxing me, how about you start reading that budget? Don't tax me. Raise your own budget. You know, eat yourself. You're the parasite. Start eating yourself.
Well, they'd be raiding their investments, and they'd be raiding their assets, whatever it is they have, which they don't want to do, because that's their retirement fund, Cliff. They're not going to do that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that it might be something that listeners out there might start considering doing, because it doesn't make any sense. I don't pay a penny more in taxes. I'm sure I'm not going to do it.
Well, I love the attitude. I just don't know how much of a response you're going to get. I mean, people can call the government and complain all they want, but they're just going to blow you off. You might have better luck if you actually went and got, yeah, maybe, let's say you rounded up 50 like-minded individuals and crashed the local city council meeting. That might kind of stir things up. That might rain on their parade a little bit. I'm not sure exactly what you could do in that particular area, but I think that these guys sit real comfy in their meetings that they have, because usually the only people that are coming in there to talk to them are kind of the local busybodies. We lost Cliff. The local busybodies will come in and they'll complain because they want a new stop sign put in somewhere, or people are speeding too quickly down their street, and that kind of thing. Just, you know, little complaints about the government, and it's usually just a couple of them. But if you actually organize a group of local activists and interested parties to do something about whatever the situation is is you want to do something about, then they'll respond, I think, a little more positively, because these politicians, they do want to be liked. One thing is for sure about politicians, they want to be liked by as many people as they can possibly be liked by.
Well, they want votes. I mean,
right.
Maybe psychologically they like to be liked. I think most people do. But if people like you, they're probably going to vote for you or donate to your campaign or help you run for office.
I wouldn't expect miracles out of going in with a group of people into a city council meeting, but it'd be better than just picking up the phone and telling them what you think.
I don't think the individual action of, say, one person calling in and saying, I'm not going to pay any more taxes, I don't think that has much of an impact. Maybe bringing a group of people into a city council meeting has an impact. But I think the only time when it starts to have an impact is where it's happening in a lot of different communities and in many different, maybe even across many different states. You might see governments start to back off if the public attitude, the general sentiment out there, starts to shift.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to start somewhere. So if you've had it, I don't see anything wrong with letting them know that. Don't expect them to change on your account. They don't really care what you, that individual person, think, but they might start to care when it's what their constituents as a collective think.
If they perceive a movement, then it may be a little bit more relevant to them. And again, I'm not somebody that necessarily thinks politics is the best way to achieve freedom. All that said, however, I have seen some evidence recently here in New Hampshire that it's kind of working. To some extent, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is really making some headway at nhliberty.org using the political channel. So there's some positive indicators out there.
Personally, I don't think I think that civil disobedience is a very useful tool, but I think it actually works better when there is a sort of a political system to push in one direction. When you don't have anybody interested in the political side of things and you're only doing civil disobedience. If no one's going to make any change, people can say, wow, that's awful the way they treated you. If no one's going to try to change things based on that, I don't know how much merit that has. And the same thing being said, guys just doing the same old boring politics thing, in most places it hasn't had a very good track record. But when you can put a human face on the cost of, say, drug laws, like Andrew Carroll did here in Keene, you have a tool there to actually change the laws and actually get the government out of your life and to make the general public see your side of the story, not just from an intellectual standpoint, but from an emotional one as well.
And this may be a good time in this economic climate that we have right now, maybe a real good time for people to, if they want to do the political thing, I know that there are municipal elections coming up here this year in New Hampshire, to run on a real strong message of small government, reducing the size of the state. Take a small government pledge that actually, you know, you're putting your name on an actual document that says that you're serious about reducing the size of the state, and maybe you'll get more votes this time around because people are hurting. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And some of those features, by the way, include the bulletin board system. We've got over 400,000 posts for you to surf around through. A whole lot of stuff to talk about. Fun stuff to serious issues. You'll find it all being discussed at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. The 57th running of America's legendary sports car classic runs Saturday, March 21st at Sebring International Raceway. The Mobile 1 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, features the fastest race cars in the world. Gates open Wednesday, March 18th for 4 days of action, culminating with a big 12-hour classic on Saturday, March 21st. For ticket information, visit SebringRaceway.com. It is the biggest sports car race of them all, Sebring. 12 hours of Sebring. Go to SebringRaceway.com. 800-259-9231 as we continue here with your phone calls about what you want. It's Cody in Arizona. Cody, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
What's on your mind tonight, Cody?
Okay, here's my situation. I'm a senior in high school, and I've been offered state scholarship money for college next year. And being a liberty-minded person, do you think it would be ethical for me to accept that?
I think that there is no problem. I mean, you've probably been paying taxes. Have you been working?
Yeah, I've had a job for 2 years. My parents have paid taxes their whole life, so that was kind of my issue. And I still feel a little weird accepting from the state.
I agree with you. It is weird. Generally I would advise against it if it was like a welfare check or something like that. A lot of times money from the government's going to come with strings attached to it. So usually I would recommend people stay away from it. However, if it's something for a scholarship and you've paid money into the system, I don't see that there's anything wrong with essentially reclaiming some of the money that the gangster stole from
you. What school would you be going to?
Arizona
State?
Sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Arizona State University.
they already, even if you paid out of your pocket, you're already going to be using facilities that have, to some extent, been subsidized by state money. So,
yeah, sure.
I mean, I it's kind of, if you were to refuse the scholarship money and still go to Arizona State, if you're going to be that principled about it, you might as well not go to Arizona State. And I would advise you to go the other way with it. And, you know, you have been paying taxes. Just take the money and go.
Right. As long as there are no significant restrictions on the money that's really going to affect your life otherwise. I mean, if, for instance, you were going to take welfare from the government and that meant that you had to open up your home to them for inspections or who knows what other things you'd have to, what other hoops you'd have to jump through in order to get your hands on the money, then I would say that's an easy way to say no. Plus, it's just a bad idea to get hooked on money from the government. And as long as you're cognizant of what it is that's going on, and it sounds like you are, you know exactly what it is you're getting into here, you realize that it's a little bit of an icky situation. You'd probably rather not be involved in, but then again, you know, you did pay in and they did extract that money from you, so you are essentially just reclaiming the money that you paid in, and you'll be paying more in after you get out of college too, so keep that in mind as well.
All right, well, that's all I got tonight, guys.
Thanks, Cody, for the call. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I mean, it's, you know, the gang, the government is a gang. They're a gang of violent men, potentially violent men and women who are willing to use force on you in order to get their way. They've demanded that you pay them tribute. And, of course, like a good little citizen, you've paid them because, well, you don't want to go to a jail cell. And so they've gotten your money, and if the gang decides to, as Mark, I think, would put it, go into the center of town and start handing out, cutting checks to you, is there something inherently wrong with going and getting your check from them? I would say no. And in the same way, somebody could make the argument that, you know, you're unprincipled, Nick, for going and using the local television facilities, the community TV facilities, but... You know, you pay money in rent, and that money goes into the government. Or if you've got the local television cable, if you've got cable, then you're paying money into that service. And I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with taking that back.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is a fine line to walk. But I mean, if you're going to go to the extent that I'm not going to use anything that was used, was built with stolen taxpayer
money. You can't
leave
your house.
Yeah, are you going to drive on the road? Oh well, I have to use that. Well.
Right.
You don't have to. If you really think that that's somehow morally wrong, then don't leave your house. Have a friend bring something to you or something like that.
Yeah, but then the friend's using that same road. So the road benefited you by bringing you the food or products that you needed.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to get away from government in the paradigm that we live in. And
so we have to deal with it best as we can.
And if you looked at something like a scholarship, my guess is that they appropriate a certain amount of money, like for a certain number of scholarships every year. And if you don't take it, somebody else is going to take it. I mean, they will find a bum on the street to give it to, I would imagine, because it's not their money. And they're the government, and they're going to give it away. So, you know, if they're throwing money out of a dump truck, you might as well be the one who catches it.
Absolutely. 1-800-259-9231. Always staying cognizant of what it is that you're doing and never allowing yourself to get to the point of being hooked on such things.
Oh, yeah.
So, toll-free 800-259-9231. There is some news about the Pirate Bay. Over at Wired, they've been covering the Pirate Bay trial in detail. And the initial story has a lot of good information in it here, so I'm going to get that out, and then we'll give you the update that they posted today. The much-anticipated criminal trial of the Pirate Bay's operators began yesterday in Stockholm Criminal Court. The men behind the notorious BitTorrent tracking service, known for pointing the way to pirated movies, games, music, and pirated software, games, music, and movies, are accused of contributory copyright infringement and face up to 2 years in prison each, in addition to fines as high as $180,000. Now, it's important to point out here that all the Pirate Bay does is allows you to link to torrent files. The Pirate Bay doesn't actually host any pirated software, music, or movies. It hosts, it doesn't even host all the torrent files that are available through its website. It links to many of them in other places on the internet.
So basically, for those who are not even familiar with torrent files, because a lot of people...
No, most people are not.
Basically, the information is sitting on other personal computers, but they're not sitting on the server for this website.
Correct.
This
the website's kind of giving you
movies,
they're kind of giving you a map, if you will. The website's sort of giving you a map, a digital map that allows you to find the music, movies, and software that you might be looking for. And so that's and they're going after the Pirate Bay because, well, they are the biggest offenders, if you will. They're the most high profile piracy website out there. Now, we've talked on the show before about how the term piracy is inappropriate. Here, I think it's more appropriate to just say sharing. These people are sharing files. And the government and the MPAA and the RIA, these recording and motion picture associations, they hate this. They hate the fact that people are out there sharing files, and they're frustrated by the fact that they know they can't do anything about it. So what they've decided to do is go after the people that are running the websites and try to show them what's for, try to essentially hold them up and make an example out of them, punish them to the maximum extent they possibly can, in the pathetic attempt to stop people from sharing files. It hasn't worked in the past. There have been other people who have had their websites go down. In fact, this story will tell you about them. Pirate Bay operators are not the first to be attacked here. They're just probably the largest profile of all of the other operators out there. And so they're going to go after them, and even if they do convict the Pirate Bay guys, that's not going to do anything to stop file sharing on the Internet. They are not going to be able to stop it, and I think it really frustrates them.
Is the Pirate Bay down at the moment?
No, absolutely not.
I didn't think it would be.
In fact, they talk about that here as well. So they're looking at fines of up to $180,000 to the defendants. According to the prosecutor, they have summarized the charges as promoting other people's infringements of copyright laws. The trial is expected to be closely followed by law enforcement agencies, internet surfers, Hollywood, and others. Among other things, it represents the first prosecution of its kind in Sweden, a country once thought of as a bastion of the liberal laws that gave rise to the Pirate Bay 5 years ago. We'll continue the story here in moments and take your calls about what you want. If the Pirate Bay guys end up spending 2 years in prison, is that going to scare you away from downloading music and movies? If you are a user of such services and you want to share your thoughts, please do. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
What are you going to do if your family has no food in the event of an emergency? Do you really want to find out
and gamble with your family's lives?
Order a one-year supply that will feed 4 to 5 people for only $39.95. That's right, a one-year supply for under $4,000 from yourfoodstorage.com.
We've been helping families prepare for more than a decade.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48.
Remember, yourfoodstorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Yourfoodstorage.com.
Our taxes. Food, energy, housing, medical, forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Stay back. Sometimes when these problems happen, they either go away immediately or they continue happening for the rest of the night. So we'll keep our fingers crossed here. So we are continuing here. Sorry for the technical difficulties. Talking about the Pirate Bay trial going on in Stockholm right now. Also, by the way, visit our website at freetalklive.com to enjoy all the features there free. And if you like the show, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. And you can buy virtually anything you need there. Dozens of categories in which to shop, including used items. So get your shopping done at amazon.freetalklive.com. And feel good because a percentage of your purchase is going to Free Talk Live. Now then, Wired Magazine reporting on the trial, the Pirate Bay trial. They're calling it a landmark trial. It is the first one ever to take place in Sweden, which was once thought of as a bastion for piracy, or file sharing, as we prefer to call it here. According to the Motion Picture Association of America, they say the operators of the Pirate Bay have exploited the creative efforts of others for years by enabling the illegal distribution of audio, visual, and other creative works on a vast scale while making a profit for themselves. The association, the international counterpart, rather, to the Motion Picture Association of America, added, "It's important that the people responsible for operating the Pirate Bay are dealt with by the appropriate law enforcement authorities in Sweden." Well, it's important to them so they can send a message to the pirate community to really show them how serious they are.
But don't they get the point that people who are sharing files are not going to stop simply based on this conviction?
I don't know if they get that. I think they believe that, you know, it's kind of the law enforcement, the law and order mentality, the idea that, well, if we just crack down hard enough on those drug users, they'll stop using drugs. We don't need these 10-year prison terms. We need death. Death penalty for drug users. I mean, we've heard people say these things, and in response, we'll ask them, well, in the countries they have death penalties for drug users, do people not use drugs? Of course they continue to use drugs. It just means that the business end of things is a lot more risky than it would otherwise be. So, of course, people are going to continue file sharing. In fact, the Pirate Bay people end up addressing that point here in moments. In the United States, 8 torrent tracker administrators and content pirates have pleaded guilty to or been convicted in an investigation that began in 2005 dubbed Operation D-Elite. But such prosecutions are rare and usually focus on defendants who specialize in pre-released material. The majority of copyright enforcement in the United States is handled in civil lawsuits brought by the copyright owners, including the MPAA and the RIAA. Rick Falvinge, the leader of the anti-copyright pirate party in Sweden, that's right, they actually have a political party in Sweden called the Pirate Party. He said that, told the local that the Pirate Bay scares the establishment. He said they're fighting tooth and nail to bring back the good old days where there was a hard division into approved senders and passive consumer receivers, where the approved senders would compete for the wallet of the consumers. Essentially, they're trying to turn the internet into a cable TV network. And he's right. I mean, these guys are essentially the old guard, the RIAA, the MPAA. They're old dinosaurs. They're out of date. They refuse to adjust their business models to...
I don't think they know how to adjust their business models.
They may not be able to.
They know that people want to get the files for free or very close to free, and they haven't figured out a way to make money through advertising on some model. I mean, some TV networks are starting to get it. They're putting their content online,
yes,
with far fewer ads than you would see on cable.
Right, a 30-second spot is usually all you get in the spot
for a half-hour program. And, you know, I think Hulu.com is one website that's having success on the TV side.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But there are other industries have not figured that out, or they're unwilling to do it because they want to hold on to the larger profit margin that they get from, you know, CD sales or DVD sales. And
yep,
I just don't think they're going to be able to hold the line on that one.
It's true.
How many people they prosecute.
I think you're right. The business is going to change. I mean, the business is going to, as you say, maybe make a little bit less money. Maybe make a lot less money. Who knows how things... I mean, obviously, some businesses don't even exist anymore. Farriers, they barely exist. Typewriters, you can still get ribbons here and there, but, I mean, that barely exists. Horse-drawn carriages barely exist anymore. So how bad will things get for the recording industry? I don't know. But if they focus more on how they can profit in the new media world, that will be more productive for them than flailing about and attacking their customers. Because the reality of the so-called world of pirates is many people will use the Pirate Bay and the other websites out there like it to sample software, to sample music, and to sample movies. And if they like what they're getting, then they go and they buy it. And that is a reality. Now, does everyone who uses that website go out and buy the software or buy the movies? Of course they don't. But there is a large amount of the people that are engaging in file sharing that absolutely are willing to go out and support the artists that they appreciate. Anyway, according to the story here at Wired, the Pirate Bay doesn't directly host copyrighted content. What it does do is it hosts torrent files that point to where chunks of the music, movies, or software live on uploaders' computers. The torrent files, in essence, act as a locator, allowing the Pirate Bay's more than 22 million users to download the content they're after. 22 million users of one website. Now, that doesn't include the other torrent websites that are out there competing for the eyes of those users. They all have their own user bases for whatever reasons. And we're not even talking about the other file sharing methods out there. We're only talking about torrents right now. They still have the Kazaas and the other file sharing softwares that are out there operating, eDonkey, various other software that you can use that doesn't even exist in the realm of the torrents. So there are so many different ways for people to get their hands on this content.
Well, I mean, all it is data. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're sharing your term paper or a music file. It might be a lot more data, and somebody else might try to claim the copyright to it, but all it is zeros and ones, and it's very easy to move information around on the internet because that's what the network was designed to do. There's just no way to stop that.
The Pirate Bay is not a pirate site. No copyrighted works are touching it in any way, said a California lawyer. Ultimately, if you want to look into getting any kind of pragmatic remedy, they would need to go after those who the copyright holder believes is actually hosting the infringing content or who is the source of the infringing content. He suggested Google is more liable for infringement than the Pirate Bay. The search engine provides millions of direct links to unauthorized copyrighted works. So that's a great point. If the Pirate Bay is guilty for linking to torrents that have will access you pirated software or pirated movies, then why not go after Google? Why not go after every search engine out there? Because when you type in, if you type in that you're looking for a torrent of a recent movie release, the Pirate Bay and 50 other torrent sites are going to come up in Google. If you're going to indict a torrent search engine, in essence, what you're doing is indicting Google, and everybody agrees with the social utility of Google, he said. All the while, the public's thirst for pirated material is unquenchable. Movie studios, record labels, and software and video game makers claim that they lose billions each year to piracy. A year ago, the Pirate Bay had 8 million users. Now it claims more than 22. Worldwide, there's countless numbers of tracking services similar to the Pirate Bay, and the sites can make money by selling advertising. The Pirate Bay operators say their servers are located outside of Sweden and therefore are out of the government's reach. They maintain that whatever the outcome of the trial, which again, these guys are looking at up to 2 years in prison and over $180,000 in fines, the Pirate Bay, they vow, will continue online. True or not, it likely doesn't matter. According to the Electronic Frontier Foundation staff attorney, is what he said, during Prohibition, you could bust people for running a still, but you weren't going to take alcohol away from the people. If the Pirate Bay goes down, it'll be replaced it will be replaced in popularity tomorrow by somebody else. And
I imagine their competitors are probably on some level hoping that these guys get convicted or shut down.
Because those 22 million users are going
to
be looking.
They're going to have to go somewhere, mm-hmm. and they will find a website. I mean, those alternatives are already there, so it's just a matter of them, you know, deciding to click over to another page.
And again, they can just keep going after them and shutting them down. This has been the history over the entire time we've been doing Free Talk Live. We've been talking about the issue of software sharing, of file sharing on the internet. And we've watched these pathetic, antiquated, old organizations, these old dinosaurs, the RIAA, the MPAA, just clawing and thrashing in their death throes. And I wish they would just die already, because they are hurting people in the process. They're hurting the occasional website operators. Sometimes they'll actually go after the downloaders. They're going after their own customers. It's an insane, self-defeating, destructive process that needs to end. And they'll never win. They can't win against 22 million people. What are you going to do? Are you going to start building prisons for piracy?
There's not enough people to guard them.
That's a good point. Well, more coming up here. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can bring up what you want, your thoughts on file sharing or whatever is on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.